Are you ready to pray with me the sinner's prayer? Let's bow our heads and pray out of your heart and really mean it. Dear God in heaven, I come to you a lost sinner. I'm sorry for my sins. Please forgive me. I repent of them, and I turn from them, and I turn to you, Lord Jesus, to save me. I can't save myself. I'm relying on you to save me. And Lord, I receive you right now, Lord Jesus, into my heart to be my personal Savior. Wash me from my sins in your precious blood and make me clean. Make my heart your home. I now believe in you and receive you as my Savior. And with your help, I will live for you all the rest of the days of my life. Thank you for hearing my prayer and saving me now, for Jesus' sake. Amen.
We're going to have an altar call tonight, and we're going to seek the Lord. And if any of you, I'm going to ask you to bow your head with me, please. Children of God, pray. I don't know who's here tonight. Could be that there's a precious man or woman, boy or girl that's unsaved in this place, that does not have their sins pardoned. Their name is not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And they're going to forfeit that beautiful place that God's preparing by His Son for us. And they're going to be left out. Brother Tom, if you get that song, is your name written there? You know that song? Lord, I care not for riches, neither silver nor gold. Father, I'm praying right now for this congregation. These are precious people. Every one of them eternity-bound souls. And Lord, we know that we'll never have a service just like this one again. And may not ever all the same people be here as are here tonight. And there's somebody that you're reaching out for. You're talking to their heart. You've given your servant, Lord, help to break the bread of life and give them your precious, pure word, undiluted. Lord, that they may see what we have, a glorious prospect to look forward to if we're really born again and saved from our sins. But they're yet in their sins. And it's been hard for them to break away from. They tried to quit many times, but they found out those habits and those evil desires have too strong a hold on them. There are those that even got hatred and bitterness in their heart. There are those, oh God, that even got a retaliation in their spirit towards somebody who's wronged them. And when the opportunity would present itself, they'd like to get even. Oh God, show them they can't get ahead by just trying to get even. That there's a better way, and put it in your hands. Help, Lord, let no one forfeit their hopes of heaven because they treasured sin and iniquity and ungodliness in their heart. We pray, Lord, that you give us a repenting church. You said repent from whence thou art fallen. And Lord, we're here to repent. Put your finger on the things that are wrong in our lives and help us to really fess up and come all the way clean. And Lord, give that sinner man, sinner woman, the ability, the strength, the power, the will to come to an altar prayer and make peace with thee through our Lord Jesus Christ. And we'll thank you for the answer.
And I ask you even now, precious Lord, by your Spirit, brood over this congregation, and may the angels of heaven rejoice over sinners repenting, backsliders being reclaimed, and the children of God who have any doubt of their readiness. They didn't know what it meant to be ready, but now they do. That they will move into you tonight, Lord, and believe you and receive you in your deeper work of grace, working in our heart to will and to do of your own good pleasure, that we all, without an exception, shall be ready to meet you at your coming. With heads are bowed and eyes are closed, and Christians are earnestly, fervently praying, I would like to just see and let the angels of heaven see and let Jesus, who's reaching out over the balcony of heaven tonight, many of your loved ones are already on the other side. They're anxious to see your hand raised. How many of you really are saved and you know it and your heart is clean before God?
Put them up. Put those hands up before God. They're looking on. They're looking on. Jesus is glad for you to honor him that way. Thank you. You may put them down. I know that all did not, because you were too honest in your heart. You couldn't honestly say that I'm ready. But I'm sure that in your heart you want to be in that great, beautiful, ransom throng that shall be with Christ in the glorious meeting of the air, the marriage supper of the Lamb, to be forever with our Lord. And you would like to be in that number, and you need prayer, and you would appreciate it if somebody cared enough about your soul to bear you up before the throne. Would you raise your hand and say, pray for me? I want to be in that number too. Anybody? Thank you. I see the hand raised. God bless you. Yes. Is there another? God bless you. Yes. Thank God. And these children appreciate their hands raised too. The Lord sees them. God bless you, children. Beautiful. Amen. Thank you. God bless you, children. God can speak to the boys' and girls' hearts, and I know that. And we're glad that they are moving toward the Lord tonight. Is there anybody else? By the upraised hand, say, pray for me. I need Jesus in my life. I want to be ready to leave when he comes. Who knows? But before this day comes to its close, Jesus could be here. Are you ready? Are you ready for his coming? If you are ready for his coming, then you are also ready for the marriage supper of the Lamb. Father, for the upraised hands, we're thankful that you put it in the heart to express a desire toward you, of wanting to be in the family of God, wanting to be ready for you at your coming, dear Jesus. Speak to their heart and draw them to yourself. As we come to this altar call, may many, Lord, move toward you because you're tugging at their hearts. Thank you, Lord, for giving us freedom and liberty to declare this simple message from your holy book. And may it feed the souls of the believers. May it strengthen the weak. May those who are unconcerned and indifferent and careless and loose in their living, may it, Lord God of heaven, disturb them to action, to straighten up and get cleaned up, to be ready to go up. Well, we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. For the Lord Jesus said in his own invitation, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. I'll never forget. It was in a Methodist church this happened. The pastor was speaking on Matthew 11:28, and he said it 3 or 4 times, come unto me. Jesus said, all you that labor and are heavy laden. What did he mean by that? Now I want you to know a little girl sitting up in the front row. She raised her hand. Pastor wanted to answer it himself, and so he just kept looking around the congregation. He said, what did Jesus mean by that? And so she started waving it. And finally, when everybody's attention was drawn to her, he saw that he didn't want to embarrass her or her parents, and so he said, honey, what did Jesus mean? And that soft, tender, childish voice, she said, what Jesus said, come unto me. He meant that he wants me. He wants me. That can't be any simpler, any plainer than that. Jesus wants you, but he don't want your sins. He wants you to unload and get on the narrow way that leadeth to life. Are you ready to come with me tonight? Shall we stand? Brother Wayne gives us the invitation. I trust that you have moved toward God. If you're already on it, you haven't quite unloaded enough, you feel uncomfortable, it's time to unload. Let's walk with God.
Father, thank you for the blessed hope this morning, the purifying hope. Because of what this glorious hope is going to do for us, Lord, we can't afford to miss it. And we want everybody to include it with us who wants to go along. And we pray this morning, Lord, those whose hearts are unprepared, even in the least bit unprepared, if you put your finger on something this morning, Lord, that's been a touchy issue, you put something on our heart that's not right,
Oh God, help me to put a rake in every one of those persons' hands this morning to rake it in. And Lord, help me to take away from everybody a pitchfork who has one. Because we want to receive thy word as it is in truth, the word of God. And we want to see the word working in us. Sanctify us by thy truth, for thy word is truth. And Lord Jesus, you that you might sanctify the people with your own blood, but suffer without the gate. And we pray that that blood will do some sanctifying in our midst this morning, because we want to be in the midst of an old-fashioned Holy Ghost revival where the power of God's falling, where the name of Jesus is glorified, where the presence of our Lord is so strong that it even draws people in off of the streets like you used to do across the street. Lord, remember those people who stood even on the sidewalk, couldn't get in, they wouldn't room. And how they just heard the saints of God in there shouting the high praises, blessing your name, testifying, glorifying thee, and having ourselves a time in thee, O God. And we remember, Lord Jesus, even on the street corners, how the car horns would honk. People in the back wanting those in the front to move, and the ones in front didn't want to move as they heard from the glory bells ringing in the hearts of the saints of God that were washed whiter than snow in the blood of the Lamb. Let that be so ever and always until we, as a blood-bought, purified, white-hearted people, ascend up into the glory world. Those who try to whitewash themselves, Lord, we know that won't last. But we pray that you will wash us white, even this morning, of any spot, any wrinkle, any blemish that we have on us, and present us unto thyself a truly a pure and clean and holy and righteous and godly people. With heads bowed and eyes closed, the Holy Spirit has spoken to your heart this morning and said, now, Brother Hendricks, I know that you haven't been told anything about me, because I haven't been here, and I just got in late this morning. I'm glad that Brother Mike told you that I came in late, and I came in late on purpose. I didn't want to hear anything about anybody. Not that he would do it, but I didn't want to take any chances. I don't want to hear anything about anybody. I just want the Holy Ghost to do the speaking. And there's somebody this morning that he's talked to, and you know it, and you're going to just this morning honor the word of God to say, and Brother Henry, I would like to be included in your closing prayer. Somebody this morning, God's spoken to you this morning. Put your hand up and say, pray for me. I'd like to be included. Yes? Anybody else? I'd like to be included. Slip it and put it down again. I'll be glad to remember you before the throne of grace. Anywhere else? Thank you. God bless your honest heart. Beautiful. The Lord's looking down. He saw those hands. Isn't any other? Yes. God bless you, honey. Amen. Precious little girl. Somebody else? Remember me. I like to be included in that prayer. Yes. God bless you, young man. Thank you, Father. Is there anybody else? We're waiting for you. God give you the courage to do it. You're not just raising your hand to mortal man. You're raising it to Jesus. He's here. He'll see it. Yes. Thank you. God love you. Precious. Another young lady. God bless you. Somebody else. Just, I'm waiting for somebody else that's not yet responded. The Lord wants you to be included in this prayer. Pray for me, preacher. I see that hand. I see it. Yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. That's what we're waiting on. Lord God of heaven, you saw these upraised hands because they came from hearts that you have touched and spoken to. We thank you, Lord God of heaven, that you gave them the courage to identify their need, to admit they had a need, And Lord, we know that this is a great step forward to having that need met. And we lay a hold to the horns of the altar just like it was our own personal need, as though they were members of my own personal, individual, earthly family. And I hold them up to you because they're in the family of God. Lord, even a higher family than any earthly relationship. And I earnestly hold them up before you this morning that you will meet those hearts' needs today. Lord God of heaven, this day the work of grace will be wrought in them by the power of the Holy Ghost. We know that you will work. Your word is working. And we pray your Holy Spirit will manifest himself and bring deliverance and break fetters and loose from yokes of bondage. We pray you'll set them free where they have been, Lord God, bound, and loose them into the realm of the Spirit, into a higher plane in thee than they've ever found. And we thank you, Lord, even for the children who've raised their hands this morning, Lord. If any of them have not been saved, let this be the moment when they, by faith, not only repent of their sins and receive you as Savior and Lord and Master, but they call on you as a sinking, dying person would be sinking in the muck and the mire of sin down to a devil's hell. Lord, they will call on your name because you said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And Lord, you said in your own word that a testifying both to the Jews and to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. We know when we repent, then you put saving faith in our heart. Saving faith will definitely save us, and we pray this morning, help them now to receive you as Savior and Lord and Master of their life. And then openly confess you with their mouth that they are your property. And be also baptized in water. And Lord, if there's any that have any crooked paths that need straightened out, make restitution.
The Bible said, be sure your sins will find you out. There is no way that we can permanently cover up sin. It'll track us down. It'll find us every time. Dear ones, God alone has provided a covering for sin. The covering is the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son. He said, I am he that blotteth out thy iniquities as a thick cloud. He that covereth his sin shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Dear hearts, tonight, God has spoken to you. Put his finger on something in your life that you've kept covered up for a long while. You feel that, well, I'll get by with this. In this life, you may. But I want you to know this, that we're all going to stand before God one day and give an account of all of the deeds done in our bodies, whether good or evil. And no sin unconfessed, unrepented of, and not made right will help us when we stand before him that day. Please bow your heads with me in prayer. Lord, you know tonight the hearts of all who are here. And we don't want to see a one perish by hiding, covering, secretly guarding a pet sin in their heart. They realize not, oh God, that that sin is a traitor, that it is a deceiver, that it hardens the heart, blinds the eyes and the understanding, separates us from thee for time and eternity. And out of love for our soul, you're not willing that any should perish. We pray tonight, Lord, that you will bring us into an altar of prayer to really open up and hold nothing back and confess our sins. For you said the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all unrighteousness. You said in your own word, Lord, I am he that blotteth out thy transgressions as a thick cloud. Oh God, you said, blessed is the man whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity. Blessed is the man whose sin is covered. Oh, Father, let the blessing come on many tonight to get the right covering for their sins of the atoning blood to wash them whiter than snow. Thank you, Spirit of God, for doing your faithful work in speaking to hearts tonight. May they know that this message was yours, and out of love for their soul, you gave them the warning because you did not want them to miss heaven. For you said, the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. O Spirit of God, work in a powerful way and bring many souls to yourself in Jesus' name. Amen.
Shall we pray? Father, we pray for the word of the Lord to have fed and nourished and built faith into the hearts of thy children, and also fed them sufficiently to restore that joy in the place of heaviness. And those who have lost their joy by sin, by transgressing your word, oh Father, we pray that this morning they will not cover that sin, but will repent of it and confess it and turn from it and forsake it and ask you to wash them clean and make them clean inside. And we know then the joy will be restored as you brought it back to David when he got away from you. Thank you, Father, this morning for the souls that you have touched, the newcomers into our midst. And may the joyful message of thy saving grace bring somebody to an altar prayer in the service to come as time has expired for us here. And Lord, we pray that you'll bless the service to follow. May your presence be made manifest in a great way, that the lost will be saved, the backslider reclaimed, bodies will be healed, and believers filled with the Spirit, and sent on their way from this house rejoicing with joy unspeakable and full of glory. But we ask it in Jesus' name, and all said, amen. God bless you. Have a good day.
Lord God of heaven, you saw these upraised hands because they came from hearts that you have touched and spoken to. We thank you, Lord God of heaven, that you gave them the courage to identify their need, to admit they had a need. And Lord, we know that this is a great step forward to having that need met. And we lay a hold to the horns of the altar just like it was our own personal need, as though they were members of my own personal, individual, earthly family. And I hold them up to you because they're in the family of God. Lord, even a higher family than any earthly relationship. And I earnestly hold them up before you this morning that you will meet those hearts' needs today. Lord God of heaven, this day the work of grace will be wrought in them by the power of the Holy Ghost. We know that you will work. Your word is working. And we pray your Holy Spirit will manifest himself and bring deliverance and break fetters and loose from yokes of bondage. We pray you'll set them free where they have been, Lord God, bound, and loose them into the realm of the Spirit, into a higher plane in thee than they've ever found. And we thank you, Lord, even for the children who've raised their hands this morning, Lord. If any of them have not been saved, let this be the moment when they, by faith, not only repent of their sins and receive you as Savior and Lord and Master, but they call on you as a sinking, dying person would be sinking in the muck and the mire of sin down to a devil's hell. Lord, they will call on your name because you said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And Lord, you said in your own word that a testifying both to the Jews and to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. We know when we repent, then you put saving faith in our heart. Saving faith will definitely save us, and we pray this morning, help them now to receive you as Savior and Lord and Master of their life. And then openly confess you with their mouth that they are your property. And be also baptized in water. And Lord, if there's any that have any crooked paths that need straightened out, make restitution